to Saman Aleph. Continue mitzvahs of Laban.
Is what where on the list? Yeah, what?
The five questions.
Yeah. So number five, I did not. Number five, you don't know yet. The other ones is the Ketzoyis and the Bezalel. Okay. Huh? What? Mad Dayak there. Look, number one. Not the top. The bottom of the top you're looking at.
I'm looking at the top.
No, so the top is the last sugya.
That's what I thought.
Joshua. Yeah. The top is the last sugya. That's you don't need that. Except that there are two terutzim on that list which we didn't cover, so if you want to do them for extra credit. Number four and number seven. Marit we didn't talk about, and the Benamin Chaschinik we didn't talk about. When I made the list, we did, yeah. No, yeah, it's the bottom I wanted. I just told them, Leo, you're copying it, but just copy this. So for extra credit, on the top, four and seven, we did not learn together. You can look them up. Number four, you will find in the stipler, in the third part of that stipler. You did the first and second parts. Number four is in the third part of that stipler, if you're interested for extra credit. And the son of the Minchas Chinuch is at the end. That Minchas Chinuch, on Mila, Parshas Lech Lecha, at the very end, he brings another teretz from his son, which we did not discuss either. Okay. But now we have the bottom half. What's the bottom half? Very simple. Madaik Ashach Medivya Rosh. What was Ashach Madaik from the Rosh? Eich Pirish HaKatzoyis Lama Din Kain. How did the Katzoyis explain why it should be true? Number three, I don't know if we focused on so much how the Katzoyis explains the Ramah. Here. Number four, how does the Be'er Levi, how does the Beis HaLevi explain the Rosh? And number five, we didn't get to yet. I'll explain that in a minute. So what happened over here? We have the Shach, which we already mentioned way back when we learned the Makna, when the Makna wrote down that the Chiyav Kol Echad Be'Echad, he quoted this Shach, this Rosh, I'm sorry. This Rosh. The Rosh says in Chulin that Mi Sheshofach Ichase, the one that the Shechita has the rights to the Kisya Dam. Right? So if someone else goes and covers the Dam before he does, you have to pay him Yud Zehuv. A mitzvah costs money. You took away my mitzvah. You have to pay me. So the Rosh there says, what about Prism Yilu? So he says, if an Av told somebody else to be Malas son, and then another person grabbed the mitzvah, he does not have to pay. Why? Why not? Because even though if the Av was about to Malas son and someone else did it, you would have to pay. You would, right? But if the Av himself is not doing it, and he gave it to somebody else to do, even if a third party grabbed the mitzvah, he doesn't have to pay him because he's equally as chayiv, because kol echad ve'echad is chayiv in this mitzvah. Once the father's not doing it, everybody's chayiv in this mitzvah. So if the father told Shimon to do it, and then Levi grabbed it, Levi's just as chayiv as Shimon, the Rosh says. So you don't have to pay Yud Zehuvim for that. Only if you took it from the father, you have to pay Yud Zehuvim. Zok the Shach, Midivi Arosh Muchach. The Shach said, I see from this Rosh, Demir Shumayel, a person who knows that a mal, right? Ain of a Shai Litanis Benoy La'achel Muloy. He's not allowed to give the mitzvah away to somebody else to be mal's son. V'chai Buba Atzmoy L'Muloy. He himself is to be mal's son. Tumi the Kisei Dot, Demir Shopech Echase. Just like Kisei Adam, the one who Shech, that should cover it. That's what the Shach said. And he writes, Kasati, I'm writing this to be sure. I'm writing this because I've seen people give away the kibbutz to someone else, imal their son. Even though they know how to be mal. Uladaiti, the Shach says, they mabatlin mitzvah say. They be mabatlin mitzvah say. Yeshul beiz levatel adobraze. So the father has a mitzvah, and he gives it away. He's about to the mitzvah say. So that's what the Shach learned from the Rosh. So the Tvur Shor's kasha is like this: Lo yadona my raya ma'isim divrei Rosh. What is the Shach's raya from the Rosh? Lo yadona da mitzvahu ala av. Don't we know the mitzvahs on the? Don't we know the mitzvahs on the av? V'chem bekisoi. Mishashochet ichaz, whoever shechted should cover it. Ach, the filo achi yochel lausher shliach the shulchan shalom kamaisai. But we have a klal called shulchan shalom kamaisai. So why shouldn't it work? But the rather deal say daitoi my mice. What does he want from the rosh? He says, I don't understand. What's the chiddush? You're telling me you can't be mevatel a mitzvah by giving it away? That's pashit. Elo what? A person can do make a shliach. A shliach shodim kamoisoi. I want to make a shliach. It's like I'm doing it. So what's the problem?
Okay,
what does he want from the rosh? What does the shach want from the rosh?
The shach comes from daik from the rosh that he's mevatel and aseh.
Yeah.
So, if he doesn't,
the two Asher is basically asking, well, you want him shach. If he didn't make a mashliach and he just gave it away, so that's posh. Of course, that's called he gave away the mitzvah. Elohad, he made a shliach, he got the mitzvah. So what does the shach want?
Wasn't the shach saying that even if he appointed someone, it was still being
mevatel mitzvah? Oh, so he's asking, how could that be?
Oh, so that's what he's asking. Right.
Yeah. That's what he's asking.
Yeah. He's asking, first of all, Shulchan Aruch Kamoisai, and second of all, where are you getting it from in this rush? What are you bringing from the rush? If you bring it from the rush, and if you didn't make a shliach, it doesn't work, so that's pashit. And you made a shliach, it does work, that is also pashit. What are you proving from the rush? That's what he wanted to know. So the Ketoy says like this. There's a Ketoy says pshat. He says, rush. No, I understand the right from the rush very good. The right from the rush is Deloy Mahani Shlichus B'mitzvahs Mila Shala'av. The Ketoy says, when the rush says, the father gave the mitzvah to Shimon, and then Levi grabbed the mitzvah away from Shimon, what do you mean he gave it to Shimon? So the understanding is, he made him a Shliach. So the Ketoy says, the Shach is being arrived in this rush, that a shliach will not help you for the mitzvah of milah that the father has. How does he know that from the rush? Because if it would be true that a shliach is shadim kamoisai like everywhere else in the Torah, just like if the father wanted to make a milah and you stole it from him, you'd be chayav to pay yud zehudin. So if a shliach is about to do the milah and shliach is shadim kamoisai, it means fulfilling the chiyav alaav, and you stole it, you stole it to pay yud zehudin. When my sheikh does the mitzvah, it's as if I'm doing the mitzvah. So you did take away the father's mitzvah. You should pay your tzuvim. Why is the rush saying that when he gave it to someone else to do and you stole it, you don't pay your tzuvim? Al korchach the shach understood from this rush because shlichus doesn't help by the mitzvah of milah. The mitzvah of milah is on the av, shlichus doesn't help. If not, you should be paying your tzuvim in that case also. Hachanami nosu l'shluchai. If you gave it to a shlech, keep in the shluchu k'moysoi. And my mitzvah, the mitzvah on the av, I'm mekayim through my shliach. So if someone else took it from him, and that one that took it from him is not my shliach, have it bitter mitzvah say, I'm about my mitzvah, and he should have paid me yud zehuvim. Ela al korkak must be the lo mahani shlichus mitzvah av lemuloi shlichus for the mitzvah on the father does not help. And that's why once the father gave it to someone to do, and someone else grabbed it, he doesn't have to pay you to them because it's no different than Shimon and Levi have an equal chiyuv over here, like the Rosh says.
For sure, I asked. Just the opposite.
I asked. What do you mean? Shukr Shalom Kamaisai. So Ketzai is saying, no, the Shach is proving from the Rosh. It's not that way. What?
That
by Mila, it's not true.
Why is Tefuah Shor asking that if it's not true?
But even in marrying, it's more important to do it yourself than use a shliach.
So yeah, it's always true that it's mitzvah by yoisim b'shlucho. Correct. But here he's saying the shlucho itself doesn't help. Why did Tefuah Shor learn the Rosh? It could be he learned the Rosh that he didn't make him a shliach. Or he learned the Rosh that even though he didn't make him a shliach, for some reason that's not muchach that he should have to pay. I'm not sure. Gutzayt is saying, the Rosh doesn't mean he gave it away. The Rosh isn't talking about someone who's about to the mitzvah. The Rosh isn't talking about someone who made a shliach. No, I'm sorry. He's assuming the Rosh means even if he made a shliach. And even if he made a shliach, still someone else takes it away. He doesn't pay you to move him. Why not? He should. Teretz is, we don't say shluchu shodman kamayusa, by mitzvah's mila. That's what you have to say from this rush. That's what Tzoy says. Then, good. So that's how we understood the Rai of the Shach. If that's the Raya of the Shach, if that's the Raya of the Shach, so in the Ramah, he has a shtickle, there's a shtickle side ha'ara. In the Ramah, he has a stira. Because the Ramah argues on the Shach and says, what do you mean? Shukh Shalom Kamaisai. The Ramah asks on the Shach. He doesn't ask on the Shach. He asks on the, I mean, the Shach was after the Ramah. He asks on the, there's a Ruah. Because the Ruah said a similar thing. Shukh Shalom Kamaisai. Yeah? And yet, there are more Paskins like this Rosh that if the father gave the mitzvah to Shimon and then Levi chapted, Levi does not have to pay. Now, according to the Ketzoyis' Hezber, that's a stiro. Ketzoyis has got to explaining that the whole raya from the Rosh that you can't make a shliach is because if you could make a shliach, then if someone took it from your shliach, you should have to pay your tzuvim. There are more Paskins both. The Paskins, he asks, he said, Shulvash on the Kamari, so he asks from the Oz of Ruah who says, you can't give it away. He says, why can't you give it away? Shukh Shalom Kamaisai. And yet, there are more holes like this Rosh. But the Ketzoyis, that's a steer minei bay. So he says, the Ramah, he says like this. For the Ramah, you'll have to say that the Ramah understood, Kevin the Gevar Gilo Av, Laos is a Dover, De Shliach, Im Ked, Bekod Mo'achar Nam, Yehav, Le Shliach, the Av. The Ramah understood, you have to say, that once the father made him a shliach to do it, so someone else steps in, he's also acting as a shliach of the av. And therefore, he's not making the father lose his mitzvah, and therefore he doesn't pay yidduim.
It's not a matter of preference.
Says that, yeah, he doesn't care who does it. He wants someone else to do it. He made a shliach to do it. So Mali Shimon, Mali Levi.
It's not his preference.
It happens to be, you want someone who knows how to do it, so you say, okay, you do it. Yeah. Hire them all, you know how to do it, but someone else comes and does it.
Someone else is just as good.
If he causes nezik,
it's good for the father's happy with that too.
The only other, I guess, halachic issue there is, if the guy is not doing it, beside shlichus.
Oh, so what's that?
I still want to do it because I want to do the milah. So
he says to answer this to their mother, that's what you have to say. But the Ketzoyis himself doesn't like it. Because what you're saying, the Ketzoyis himself says, Pashtus, and the Pashtus is, if I was not Memani, you my shliach, if I did not tell you beferish, you are my shliach, then you're not my shliach. That's the Pashtus. So, Chayru shouldn't work. So if I made you a shliach, and then he took over, you should have to pay me Yitzhuvim. You should. So must be there's no shlichas at all. Meaning he's going out like this Ramah. In the Ramah we see, no, there is a shlichas. But yet, the third party does not have to pay the Yitzhuvim. That's a chiddush. So the Ramah, you have to say that when that third party steps in, he like takes over the shlichas. But the Ketzai says, to him that's shver. He didn't make you a shliach. So therefore, you have to go back to what we said before, which is what the Rosh is saying is, there is no shlichas over here, period. That's how the Ketzoyis comes out. The big question is...
What about today?
Yeah, we have to learn Paskin that way. We'll see. The big question is why? Why? That's what everybody's asking. Shlichus Shodim Kamoisa. Why all of a sudden it comes along the midst of Mila and I can't make a shliach? So the Ketzoyis explains this based on the Tosis Rid in the second Perek. Tosis Rid says, he asks the Kasha. People ask, right, the Sugi of Shlichas over there in the second Perek. Yech Makshim, people ask, if you can make a Shliach, so why can't you make a Shliach for somebody to sit in the Sukkah for you, to put on tefillin for you? Yeah. So Zok the Tosis reads. He says, La Milsi, Sha mitzvah shechayv amokam la sois begufoy, a mitzvah that you have to do with your guf. Heyach yiftor hu aydeh shlucha. How can you be potter through your shliach? Vulo yaseklum, you're not doing anything. Bevada be kedushin with geirishin mahani. It works by kedushin and geirishin, which is the sugya. Kyom begarish, because by kedushin and geirishin, here's the klal the Tosis reads. Now, this thing he's saying, that by sukkah and by tefillin shlichus doesn't work, that's not a chiddush to anybody. But it could be the geder here is a little bit of a chiddush to us, because I always kind of thought of the geder. The geder is, you know, if it has to go on my guf, then he can't do it for me. My guf has to be in the sukkah. My guf has to have tefillin on it. But Mila's a maisa that you do. Right? You could do the maisa for me. That's what you would have said. That's what we hold, Taka. You could make a shliach for Mila, but you can't besukkah. But here the ged is a little different. To explain this rush, the ged is a little bit wider than that. What the Torah is really saying is something which you need my guf, something which you need my guf to do, I can't be butthurt to the shliach doing it. The reason why Shlichus works for Kedushin and Gerushin is because when he gives the get, or when he gives the Kesef Kedushin, right? At that moment, I was Megarish, or I was Mekadish, not him. He was my Shlichus for giving it over. But who's the Megarish over here? Me. Yeah? But something which requires a goof, like Milo, the Maisa Milo. You can't say I did the Maisa Milo. Yeah, you can't say I did the Maisa Milo. The Chalois of the Gerish, and who did that Chalois? Me, I did. I'm still the Megarish, it still relates back to me. The Kedushin still relates back to me. But the Maisa Milo is just someone did a Maisa Milo for me. Didn't relate back, can't say I did. Can you say I was Megarish? You could. You didn't hand over the get? True, but you were Megarish. But you can't say you did a Mila.
It hasn't worked like
money. The only reason you could say it is because Shulchan Aruch Gemaisa. He's saying Shulchan Aruch Gemaisa doesn't work that way, okay, according to this Shita.
So what about like B'dikas Chametz or
something? Well, according to this Shita, I don't know.
Chova on the bias.
I think you could say when someone does something for you,
yeah,
then they've done it for you. In other words, the thing that you had to effect came about. But it doesn't, right?
The same thing.
No, it isn't, because you actually did a mice in someone else's group. Who actually did that mice?
Yeah.
I did it for you, but still there was a mice. If I had to put tefillin on you, let's say, who put tefillin on you? Let's say someone else had to put tefillin on you. So you were not able to put tefillin on you, so I put on you for someone else.
No, obviously it doesn't work.
But I actually put them on.
Because it's a chova on you. But if it's a chova on an object, let's say a bias, or on the baby, right? So it's on a bias. So also, you can make a shaliach to do your bedikas chametz.
So then you would say,
you're not doing it.
So you would say the corner of bedikas chametz, the mitzvah is to have your house have a chametz.
Yeah, that's different.
That's it. Not for you to do it.
Like he says also.
You to do it. There is a tutsah. Mila, you can say two things. Either there's a tutsah that the kid should be mouth.
Yeah, but the mitzvah is
or for you to
do it. The mitzvah is that he has to do the mitzvah.
Yeah, there's two sides.
That's right.
So the one side that the kid is mouth, and you should be able to be able to do that.
Yeah, listen to the words.
Very good. There's two sizes as opposed to the other.
Because it's by B'dikas Chametz.
Maybe your Yoytze.
And V'chein B'Pesach, the carbon Pesach. Because the Gemara in later on proves the idea of shluchas from the carbon Pesach. She says there also when he's zorik the dam, he's zorik it for his al shemim. Who's the baal of the carbon? I'm the baal of the carbon. The zrika is being done for me, right? About the sukkah, I can send the shliach to build my sukkah, but I have to sit in it. And Yoshua Chaver, my friend, sits there. I'm not mekayim anything. V'chein lelula, v'chein betzitzis. So he says, same thing with Milo. Same thing with Kisoy. Kisoy Dam, the same thing. Mishra Shofach Yichase. If he's Mechasid, I wasn't Yichasid. So Shlichus doesn't help for that. If he does the Milo, I didn't do the Milo. So Shlichus doesn't help for that. He said it's Mamash like Tefillin and Sukkah and all these things. Halacha Lemaisa, we're Mechalik between the two. So obviously there's room. Obviously there's room to be Mechalik. Correct, because we make, but in the Gedda that Torah says read,
the Gedda that Torah says read is something which you have to do. Whether it just needs to get covered or whether he has to.
Now I have to be Megarish also, but I am Megarish. I don't need to hand the get to be the Megarish, but I need to do the Maisa Mila to be the one that did the Mila. So for that, you don't have shlichus. I don't have to do the Zriko to be the Makar of a carbon. I'm still the Makar of a carbon. The Zriko still relates back to me. So he seems to be saying. But in Maisa, So once it's totally in
Kisui Adam, so
Kisui Adam also.
You can make a shalom.
You cannot, according to this.
You cannot make a shalom because it has to be you.
Mishur Shofa Chichasa. Yeah. It's a broader. You see, we're used to the idea of you can't make shalom for something that's on the goof. But there's a broader definition of that. We're used to the idea when it comes to sukkah and tefillin. That's not a chiddush to us. But there's a broader gather. It's a gishmak together. That's what Toys of it seems to say. So he says that pshat in the shach, that's what Toys says. Shach learning from the Rosh, there's no shlichus, and the hez before it is this Toys' rit. Now, ad kan diriak Toys. That takes up questions 1, 2, and 3.
Can you make someone a shliach to do a lila regal for them?
Yeah.
You can, right?
No.
You can't?
No.
Yeah,
but you see. That's even without the toast, it's written the choyr. That's more like a sukkah. Choyr. Okay? Now, that's the Ad Kan Divrei HaKatzoyis. Now, comes along the Beis HaLevi. Comes along the Beis HaLevi and says, this can't be. Because we have a sound. It's good.
Now we're done. We're not done.
You see the godless of the Gedoyle Achroinim, Shoinim, and everything. You're so convinced by his Svara that the one, and they tell you it's exactly the opposite. He said it can't be, because there's a Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Gimel. Gemara brings a pasuk, Besar or Losai. From the extra word Besar or Losai, the Gemara learns out that you're allowed to cut off the Orla even if it has a Negatzaraz on it. Normally there's a Loisase. You're not allowed to cut off the Negatzaraz. It's not just a Loisase, it's also an Asay. Besar or Losai, the Joshua teaches me, you can cut it off. So Gemara has a whole shakletari over there. If you hold Dabba Shane Miskav and Mutter, so it should be Mutter anyway. Gemara answers, no, it's a psikresha, it's a whole shakletari. But the Gemara basically says over there is that enechinami, if you did it at least according to the Havimit of the Gemara, once the Gemara answers it's psikresha, so then the Kula Alma, you need a special pasuk. But in the Havim of the Gemara, when the Gemara, I think it was Abaye, he wanted to say that it's only going to Rav Shimon, that Dov Hashem is Kavan's mutter. So Gemara says over there, so then what do you need the pasuk for? What?
It was Abaye, wasn't it?
Yeah, whatever. If you hold Dov Hashem is Kavan's mutter, what do you need the pasuk for? So Gemara says, you need the pasuk for the father. The father's come to do the Milah. And when a father comes to do a meal on his son who has a negative tzaras, it's understood he automatically has kavana to get rid of the tzaras. So he's coming with kavana. So because of that, you needed a pasuk to be mati. It's affecting Gemara. So why did the pasuk be? So why still wanting the pasuk to be mati? Rish Lakish says, whenever you have an aseid loy saseh, that's only okay when it's yev shalakayim shneim. But it's absolutely kaim shneim. You have no right to be doicha the loisase. So what? So let someone else can do the mila. Someone else will not have kavana for the tzaras, and then you'll get the mila, and you won't have a problem of the kavana for the tzaras, and shalom Yisrael. So Gemara says, but the leka acher, no one else is around. In a case where there's no one else around, only the father, and we know he's going to have to have kavana for the tzaras. For him, we need a special pasuk to be matir. Me matter.
But you see, you can.
Huh?
But you see, you can make a shliach.
Oh, so 1 second. Right. So, Frekta Beis HaLevi. Frekta Beis HaLevi. And if there'd be somebody else there, we would say the father should give the mitzvah to him, and then he would not have to use the special heter of the pasuk. Why? Why should he give the mitzvah to him and not use the special heter of the pasuk? Only one reason, because Rish Lakish said it's a chal. When it's Epsilon Kaim Shneim, we're Mekayim Shneim. If you can get the mitzvah without being over on the Avera, better to do that. 1 second. According to the Ketzois, if he gives it to Acher, he won't get the mitzvah. That's an Epshel Lekayim Shneim. Right? Al-Kol Kochim Buchruch, from the very fact that the Gemara says that he should give it away if someone else is there, is a raya that if he gave it away, he would still get the mitzvah. How? Must be to shlichus. So we see he could make a shlich for that, for the father's mitzvah. You see, we could make a shlich for the father's mitzvah. It's clear from this Gemara, I can make a shlich for the father's mitzvah. Not like this shach, not like this Katzoyst's explanation of the shach, at least. Yeah? So because of this kasha, I'm skipping the first part of the Beis. I'm jumping to the stage two of the Beis Halevi, because... So because of this kasha... So first the Beis Halevi wants to say that then maybe la'olam the shach's right. Shach's right. You cannot make a shliach for the mitzvah that's al ha'av. Taka, if he gives it away, he'll lose that. He'll lose that. But since we learned that every single Jew is chayv in the mila as well, the mitzvah of Beis Din, which is really the mitzvah called Echad Be'echad. So the father, in addition to having a chiyav out to the father, he has a chiyav because he's called Echad Be'echad. And in that chiyav called Echad Be'echad, he could make a shlich. So that's what the Gemara means. By giving it to Acher, you'll at least be yotzi your mitzvah on some level, and that's called Echad Be'echad Shnei. That he wants to say, but he's doyka this because he brings rice from Rishonim. Forget. If we're both equally chayv in the mitzvah, I can't make you a shliach. The whole part of shliach is that it's mine, and I'm giving it over to you. But if you have an equal chiv to me, my shlichus doesn't do anything. So he says, forget. In the chiv that the father has of kolecha ve'echad, in that level of chiv, he can't make a shliach.
Meaning, so it means the by definition,
so should have to say shnayim because.
It's not
after Gam Shneim. On the level of Gulechad Be'echad, Shlichus doesn't help. And according to the Shach, on the Chiyib Al-Av, Shlichus doesn't help. So I'm going to give it away. Akorchuk Mukhuk, the Beis Halevi, comes out that it's clear from this Gemara that you could make a Shliach. And the Shach never meant that you can't make a Shliach. Not like the Ketzos. All the Shach meant was you can't give it away without making a Shliach. It's only men. It's only men. The father can give away the rush. The shach understood the rush was that he's giving it away without making a shliach. And that the shach says you can't do now. That's basically what came out of the maskana, correct? And over here you have a gemalik kasha. Last step. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Not bad for someone that didn't see the Marmi Kovitz inside.
You said it also again, but
you're saying it very good. Basically,
it comes out that. Yeah, okay, good. This is for all our fans on the website. The Beis Halevi comes out because of this Gemara that he couldn't make a shlich for Mila, and the Shach must have just meant that the Av can't give away the give the mitzvah to someone else without making a shlich. That's what he can't do. But Shulchan Aruch Gemara, you could do. Yeah, the Shach never used the word shliach. That's true. It's very true. Only problem is, this is the last step. We're left with a kasha now. Because I'll tell you why. According to Beis Halevi, all the Shach saying is you can't give away the mitzvah. The initial kasha in the Tvua Shor that the Ketzos brought down, the way he asked the kasha was, what does the Shach want from the Rosh? If you can make a shliach, make a shliach. And if it just means you can't give away the mitzvah, that's partial that he can't give away the mitzvah. So the maskana, the way we're understanding now, according to Beis Halevi, what did the Rosh for? Bishlam, he was saying some special chiddush that shlichus doesn't help. I understand why he needs the rush. But if he just meant, if you have a mitzvah, you can't give it away. What do you need the rush for that? What do you see from the rush? That's pashut. And no mitzvah. Meaning, I see from the I see from the rush that when he gave it to the guy to do, he lost the mitzvah. Because the second guy doesn't pay yitzhuvu. True, but. Yeah, the way the Torah Shor asked this kasha originally was, why is that a chiddush?
It's not a chiddush that you can't give it.
Give away a mitzvah that you're not getting.
Well, that's the way, that was the whole thing, that you're still getting done.
So what? And so what? So
and
all
okay,
the mitzvahs.
So it doesn't make a difference. So.
All the mitzvahs I can give away?
Still, it's the whole pilpul back and forth of what it is. It's still a chiddush.
This guy actually has a mitzvah. You're not giving away a mitzvah. Stop. This guy, if I can't do the mitzvah as a father, so what am I going to do? And you want to say you shouldn't give away, you're supposed to make the shliach.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. You shouldn't give it away. Either do it yourself or make a shliach.
So
Chori, that's partial.
Here at least. Still,
why would I think by...
There's
a mitzvah still. Yeah.
So, in general, by someone else. Because there's an additional mitzvah, but the mitzvah la'av, I'm giving away.
I'm not giving it away. I'm in the battle. Do it, so I don't make a
I'm in the battle mitzvah la'av.
But that's a
No, but that he's saying where I could. He's saying the shafts raya and the rush had nothing to do with shlicha. Shlicha, you could. What we meant to say was you can't give it away. That's the basic thing that's coming out. So the kasha was lo yadona my raya ma'isim debir rush.
Again, the shop brings in the rush. The shop and the guy can rush.
To come make
shlichus. The person cannot give shlichus to someone else without making
shlichus. That's how the Beis Levi is coming out. You can't be mechabit someone else without making a shliach.
One more time. What did the rush say again?
So,
the rush says that if somebody you appoint someone else to be a malvikid and someone else, a third party comes in instead,
you don't have to pay.
You don't have to pay.
The shach said.
I see this. Kabi mechabit. If a father knows the mal, he should not let someone else do it. So until now we said, oh, it's special chiddush. He's not. You can't make a shliach. His lady is saying, no, it's not a special tradition. You can't make a shlep. You could make a shlep. It's just saying you can't give
it
away.
You can't give it away.
Right.
That's what he meant. You can't give it away.
Yeah.
He sees that from the rush.
So I'm saying it's still, he sees that from the rush. So if it's just, so the teretz is the makne. I'm sorry, Elio. You have the makne down here. Listen to this makne. Now we're going to tie in the bottom half of the sheet with the top half of the sheet. The makne. It's very good because we have, yeah. The ketzoyts was one toises rid. Now we have another toises rid. Come on, where are you? The makne quotes of Ramban and a Ritva, which we saw last time, he really meant the Tosis Rid. This they saw already last time. Listen to this. Near Perusha, listen to how he learns the Shach. The pshita le'la shach, it's pasha to the shach, the mitzvah's kisoy, by kisoy adam, sha'amra atorim isha shachat hu yichasenu, he has to cover it. Da mitzvah mitzvah l'chasam l'shoichit l'chasoy spats moi. The mitzvah l'shoichit to do it. So the shach come along and say, I see from this rush that you can't give away the mitzvah. No, of course you can't give away the mitzvah. He doesn't need a rush for that. Ava gabay mila. But by Mila, Yesh Loi Marcus Svaras Ramban Bar Ritva, which really means the Chor of the Tosis Rit. The Tosis is one Tosis Rit, is the other Tosis Rit. Shaloi Chai Ba Torah Sa'av and Liz Asik Lamuloi. The Rishonim Tosis Rit said, the reason why Mila is not the Mitzvah Zesh Azman Grama is because the Chiv is not the specific Maisa Mila. The Chiv is being metapel, being making sure this mila gets done. That's the nature of the mitzvah's mila. Va'al zeh hoichiach ashach midivei harosh. From that, the shach being arrived from the rosh. The medama mila the mitzvah's kisoy. That the rosh puts mila together with kisoy adam. Al kochach shamitzvu sheyomu hu atzmoi. Must be the mitzvah. You have to do the mila. Dimloiket if not. In Ba'achar and Ba'aloi, if someone else did the meal, Loiv Sida, you didn't make him lose out. Yeah? Yeah? Hear this? Going to Shateretz. He's saying, He's saying, Abad the Shabbos, if you make a shliach, that's fine. It's getting like the Beis HaLevi. Abad the Shabbos, if you make a shliach, what does Shach want? Don't give away the mitzvah? Of course you can't give away the mitzvah. No. Because we learned by Milo, we learned that according to some Rishonim by Milo, yeah, that we saw clear svar in the Tosfos Rit. What the Magna meant by calling it Ramban, I'm not sure, but it could be it's a mistake. That the mitzvah of Milah is to be misasik to make sure the Milah gets done. That's why it's not the man grama. Which means, what's the ikka mitzvah the Torah put on the father?
Make sure it's done.
So if I went ahead and told Reuven to do it and Shimon did it, did I lose my mitzvah? No, I still made sure it was done.
When it says in the Torah, so still the got father my has to do it, it doesn't mean he has to do it. It means he just has to be misasik
and getting it done. So you would think you'd have a havamina, that, you know, can I give it away without making a shliach? Sure, why not? You did your job. What did a shliach for? The fact that he's going to do the ma'aseh mila doesn't take away from you. You made sure I got done. So can you give it away? About to give it away. So the shach, I have a raya, you can't give it away. You know what my raya is? Because the rush lines up mila with kisui adam. And kisui adam, that's parshit. That if you give it away without making a shliach, you're mabat on the mitzvah. And the Rosh says, Mila works the same as Kisei Adam. Must be that, no, not like that, Tosfos Rit. Must be, you have to do the chiv is the ma'aseh of Mila itself. And Mamela, you can't give it away. But a shliach, how do you make a shliach? That's the Machna saying. What? No, if you take it from the father, you do. Madame to kiss Adam in that, if you take the mitzvah away from the father, it's also Yudzuba. Meaning, he lines it up to kiss Adam. He just says, if I give it, he'll give it to him, and someone else takes it, then he doesn't have to pay. But you're sure the guy with the father, the Rosh says it's the same thing as kiss Adam. Someone else takes it, they have to pay Yudzuba. The nature of the mitzvah is totally different. Teretz says, no, the nature is not different. The Rosh holds not like that Tosfos Rit. And that was the Shach Saraya. You hear the Vart? Our whole problem was, if the Shach agrees that you can make a shliach, and all he wanted to say was, you can't give away the mitzvah, so what did he need the Rosh for? The Teretz is, because without the Rosh, you could have thought, like the Lomdus of the Tosfos Rit, that the father's chiyuv is just to make sure it gets done. And therefore, if the father gives it to someone else without making a shliach, it's not a problem. He still gets his mitzvah. His mitzvah to make sure it got done. Kamash bin Neshach. No, I see from this rush, you can't give it away. If you make a shliach, that's fine, but you can't give it away. Why? Because the nature of this mitzvah is to do the mila, just like Kisei Adam. Not like the lumdus of the Tosfos Rit.
So
that's
he's always
the
getting credit for it. He's always getting credit for it, even if he makes a shliach, after he makes a shliach. And it is the base, then, or another person do it, he still gets a credit.
After,
for it.
When he makes a shliach, yeah. That's for sure. But the havamina would have been that even when I'm making a shliach, it's enough. Because yeah. What's my chiv? Make sure it gets done. Make sure it gets done. The shans coming la hafuke from that havamina. And his proof is this rush.
Wow.
Rush.
We didn't vote. Well,
he's not
because the whole time we were focused.
The Rosh's basis for it.
Or even the pshat, going to the Rosh, that if I take from the father, I have to pay you. Because it could be that going to Tosfos Rit, that the father makes sure is making sure it gets done, and then I go and do it. Maybe I don't even have to pay you the zubim because I didn't take away his mitzvah. He made sure it got done. He's being a right. Until now, the whole discussion we were focused on was the part where he gives it to someone and a third party takes it. The reason we were focused on that part of the rush is because we were learning that he's coming to say chiddush hilchos shlichus. But if you learn like this, hilchos shlichus is not the point. The shlich you can make. He's coming to say chiddush in the etzem fact that I can't give it away. We asked, what's the chiddush? Terence is. So we're focused on the part that if I take it from the father, I have to pay you tzuhuven.
The chayra.
So the Tosafot, the Ritva and the Ramban, who say that the mitzvah, that we learn that the mitzvah is the asuk in the minhag. So really they don't, that's not really what they hold, that it's on the father to...
Who? The Rosh Hashanah,
they hold that the whole mitzvah in the Torah says the father do it, it just means he has to be asuk in it?
Yeah, the Magda calls the Ritva and Ramban, but we saw more it's in the Tosafot Rit. That Tosafot said it's not a mitzvah shezman grama because the mitzvah is not the actual mitzvah. The mitzvah is an oisik in the middle.
So, for example, let's say the father comes time for the bris, and someone else just went ahead and took care of everything for the father. Sitting back in shul and the bris all set up.
No, that's different. His chiyuv, yeah, could be. But if he's oisik in making sure the mitzvah gets done, he doesn't need a shliach to perform the milah. Not necessary.
According to them.
According to the shach, you do need. That's the chiddush of the shach. Where do you see that? In the Rosh, because the Rosh lines it up like you said that. If you want, I have all this written out. Not by me, by somebody who was in my shir 10 years ago.
So on one hand, what he's saying is mitzvah itself is mitzvah. On the other hand, it's like
he's here done. No, not on the other hand. Those are two different hands. Well, yeah, they're two different shittas. No, but they're two different shittas. The Rosh is teaching us not like that.
I forgot the Ksos.
Correct. Let's do the meal.
Go roll down.
That both exist at the same time. It's two different shittas.
It doesn't work.
The Rosh is coming, the Shach is saying, I see from this Rosh, not like the Tosafot is written.
That's what he's explaining at the Shach.
Yeah.
That's what he's explaining the Shach. He's coming to explain the Shach on the Rosh.
You
meant
what?
Even without Shlichus. Just give it away.
What does he mean? You just can't give it away.
Because you did your chiyuv.
Well, had it come out after the Beis Levi, that he means?
The fact that Rosh says that this is just like Kisi Adam. Just because Kisi Adam, you have to figure Zuhub and you stole the mitzvah, so to over here, it's the same type of mitzvah. It's Mashal and Rosh, it's the same type of mitzvah. Kisi Adam, the mitzvah is not to make sure it gets done, it's to do it.
And then the question on that was, why did the Rosh come to Mechadesh? When he comes to Mechadesh.
What?
He was comparing it to Kisi
Adam. The Gabi is stealing from the father to say it was Kisi Adam. The only part that was different is if you might give it to him and he takes it, so then not.
So it comes out, you cannot make a Shliach.
So it comes out according to the Shach, yeah.
Did you come make Shliach?
Not make a Shliach.
The best that even comes in is
Shliach. Yeah. Good. If you want, we can photocopy these notes that someone wrote. If you want them, you have your own notes, whatever. If you want, tell me, I'll photocopy it. I have notes on the first part of the sugya and on the second part. Good.
I don't understand that source.